And his disciples said to him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Now, folks, they've been with him 3.5 years. And this is the night they're going to arrest him and take him to the cross. And some of them have just now got around to deciding that he is come from God. Amen. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Amen. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I marked this with my new yellow marker chain. Amen. This last verse. Poor Shane. Shane. Amen. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. You believe that? You believe that? I said, do you believe that? I didn't say it. Jesus did. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Do you believe that? I can see right now there's a whole bunch of you don't want to believe that. You don't want to believe it. I don't like it either. Huh? The flesh don't like it either. Amen. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But me, I'm good cheer. You believe that part? Everybody believes that be a good cheer part. Say amen. I got a whole bunch more amen. Whole bunch more enthusiasm, didn't I? Amen. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to preach for a little while this morning on a subject I'll title, Are You Awake, Billy? Amen. He's not awake. He didn't answer. Amen. Somebody write it down for it. What did you expect? What did you expect? Anyhow. Amen. What did I expect? Well, I expected better of some folks. Amen. I expected better. But really, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have been surprised. I shouldn't have been taken aback. I shouldn't be so brokenhearted. Amen. But anyhow, that's the way it worked out. Amen. What did you expect? I mean, he told them so many times and so many ways and so many parables and so many stories and so many illustrations. It looked like it would have soaked in, but here in the 16th chapter, amen, they finally decide, and folks, that too will even fade momentarily. The confession that they have in the Lord right here will also fade after a while. Just about all of them had second thoughts. Amen. Read what two of them said just 3 days later. 3 days later than John 16 here. Amen. In Luke
chapter 24. Amen. And you remember the two men on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus pulls up along with them, starts with the 13th verse, and they talk together the things which had happened, and Jesus himself drew near, verse 15, went with them. And in 17th, he said, "What manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad?" Now they forgot all about chapter 16 when they said, "Now we believe." Amen. "Now we believe." And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known these things which have come to pass there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, a mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him and condemned him to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have delivered his redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done." Amen. They forgot what he'd already told them. Amen. Yeah, we trust it. Where's your trust now? We trust it, but I haven't got any trust now. We have faith one time, but don't have any faith now. He's dead. And he told them a dozen hundred times that he was going to die. They didn't believe it. Amen. What did you expect? Amen. I'm just laying the foundation. Praise God. John chapter 13, just a few pages back, this is where he starts that lengthy essay. Most of the time, the writers jump quickly. Sometimes they skip years in a verse or in a chapter. But John crams more chapters into that one night than any other one of them. Amen. I mean, the 13th right on through to the crucifixion is all that same night that they arrested Jesus. Amen. And listen to what he said. In the 13th chapter, he said, after telling all these things, washing their feet and having that supper, and they're all still eating supper, and Jesus threatens to destroy that tranquil mood that they were all in, that mood of celebration and that laughter, you know, as they're passing things and having a feast and eating leg of lamb and unleavened bread and on and on, and having a feast. Jesus and his disciples are in a big, beautiful upper room, perhaps, amen, John Mark house where he lived, and they're having the what we call the Last Supper that Leonardo da Vinci painted, and many others have tried to paint, and you can buy olive wood facsimile of it, amen, in 1,000 places in Palestine if you got the money, amen. And all this is the Last Supper, and Jesus, in the 21st verse, says something that would cause you to choke on whatever you were eating at that time. He said, "Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Amen. If it had been my wife said, "Let's not talk about things like that while we're eating." Amen. Would you? Wouldn't you? Well, amen. I'm just going by what she said in the past, you know. When me and some of the preachers, you know, would get a little bit off, you know. Amen. Let's not talk about things like that while we're eating. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And here he is. The very idea. Amen. The night he was arrested. And they're having a good old time. Amen. Here we are. We're together again. We're together again. And they felt like singing "Together Again." having a last supper. And Jesus said, as he looked at the bunch, he said, one of you shall betray me. That's the way it's always been, folks. And that's the way it always will be. Amen. David said, amen, it was my own familiar friend, him whom I trusted. We took sweet counsel together. Amen. We went up to the house of God together. Amen. But his own familiar friend, amen, knew so much about David and so much about his weaknesses and so much about his failures. Isn't it amazing how that we can just go whole hog for somebody we don't know anything about? Or what happened if it happened 600 miles across the country or 2,000 miles across the country? We'd swallow them hook, line, and sinker. Amen. But we just can't get over it. You know what Ahithophel did? He became a type of Judas. And he fulfilled the prophecy way back yonder. Amen. When he betrayed David to Absalom. Amen. And sided in with Absalom. And so David spoke prophetically about the betrayal of Jesus when he was talking really, amen, on the anointing of the Spirit about Ahithophel, his chief counselor. Amen. It was like that, you see, in David's day. One of you shall betray me. I thought you was my friend. You did so much to help me. And you did so many things for me. And now you're talking behind my back. You're lying and listening to tales. And it's because you want to. Amen. You see, there was a time when I came to Highway of Holiness. Anything I said was all right with my friends. Amen. I couldn't say anything wrong. They'd shout while I preached. Amen. And woe be to the ones that withstood me. Amen. But some of them been sitting on the brakes so long they've wore out their brakes. And all you can smell is rubber burning. Amen. Same ones. Same ones. Amen. I couldn't do anything wrong. Amen. No, they would have plucked out their eyes and gave them to me when I first came the highway. Amen. And now they're listening for any little old thing that they can catch for an excuse. It's just like one of my preacher friends said, they're just looking for an excuse. Amen. Ain't much you can do for folks when they're looking for an excuse. They're trying to catch in your words. Amen. I repeat, I ain't changed in 45 years except for the better. I believe I'm actually doing better today than probably I've ever done. Amen. Hallelujah. I even quit drinking coffee for a while when I was at the Highway of Holiness. I'm back at it again, incidentally. Don't hold it against me. I can do with or without it. Amen. But I got to drinking hot stuff, tea or coffee, or anything is boiled in Romania and China and Mexico and the Philippines. And so, amen, I drank a lot of anything that was boiled or canned. And so I'm back at it again. I don't have to have it. I don't even get a headache if I do without it. Amen. But I ain't quit that for a while. Amen. But I ain't changed. Except for the better, I hope I've improved, praise God, in doctrine and dogma, praise God, in depth and experience. I hope I've improved, but I haven't changed. I'm like the old man and the old lady driving down the road, and they saw this young couple sitting so close together, and the lady, amen, sat clear over a crowd in the armrest, and the window over on the far right said, why don't we do that anymore? And the old man said, I haven't moved. And I haven't. Amen. I ain't moved. I ain't changed. Praise God. Amen.
Mom used to, when her and Dad get fussed, she'd say, I'm the same old 6 and 7 I always was. Amen, whatever that means. Praise God. Amen. Same old, glory to God. Haven't changed. Amen. 20 or 30 black churches torched in the South. Amen. They've got media attention. Amen. There have been several white churches burned, but they didn't get any attention. There's some of them burned right here in town. They didn't get any attention. Light struck one church twice. Amen. I'd pray through if I was them. I believe I mean, get light struck twice. Amen. Praise God. He used to have a rod sticking up, you know, it's a steeple, you know, and now it's kind of cut off, chopped off, you know, at the top, you know. I guess they decided they wouldn't give the lightning near as good a chance, so they chopped the steeple off just a little bit. Amen. And there's been several white churches, Burmese, didn't get no media attention. Amen. But hey, what did you expect? For 300 years, they didn't have any church building. Amen. Praise God. 300 years of church history, no church buildings. The first churches they had to speak of was when Constantine took the temples away from the heathen and gave it to the Christians. And the heathen just came back and changed the names of their female deity to Mary. And the woman in her arms, they changed the name of it to Jesus. They came back to the same church and kept worshiping the woman and the child in her arms, only they called it Mary. Amen. They kept praying to their goddess. They just changed the name and called it Mary. Amen. And the Christians then, they begin to hide out in the catacombs. Amen. But the catacombs was the burial places of the heathen too. And even you go in the catacombs today, it'll be hard to tell the difference between the graves of the pagan and the graves of the Christians. Amen. As you walk through the labyrinth of those tunnels, I've been there. Amen. And it's in the hands of the Catholics now. Amen. But they cannot with any authority ascertain, amen, that everybody that's buried in there was Christians. Amen. They got their first cemeteries from the heathen because Constantine and the rulers of the Roman Empire, amen, later on when they amalgamated, that's a two-bit knee action word, when they mixed the, amen, the leader of Rome with the leader of Christianity and called it the Pope. Amen. That popery came into existence. Amen. And the churches had buildings. Amen. Oh yes, they didn't burn them near as badly anymore because the heathen didn't want to burn their own buildings. But the church for 300 years didn't have any buildings because it was too easy to burn. Persecution wouldn't allow it. Amen. And so churches have been burned before. Amen. Hey, Christians, don't you know that Jesus said, marvel not that the world hates you? Amen. It hated me. Same night, same preacher, same one. Amen. Just another verse, another chapter. Amen. Marvel not the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you. Hey, the world still hates you. What do you expect after what Jesus told us? Amen. Praise God. I'll tell you what you can expect. You can expect tribulation in the world and from the world and from the worldly church. Amen. There's one thing these guys are straight on. They said, and how the chief priests and our rulers. What kind of rulers? Religious rulers. Our rulers condemned to death and have crucified him. Amen. You know, the church's worst persecution is going to come from in these last days. Not from without, from within. Amen.
No, I'll tell you what, there's no greater hatred, there's no greater malice, there's no greater ill feeling than folks that's come and gone from the place of the holy and have settled for a half an experience, a substandard experience. Amen. I mean, they don't make any bones about it. They'll tell you they hate the word holiness. Amen. Now, you don't want to go to heaven, amen, if you hate the word holiness. I mean, you don't want to get halfway in the millennium, because in the millennium, the bells on the horses' bridles are going to ring holiness unto the Lord. Every pot and pan, amen, is going to have ruin. It's not made in China, not made in Japan, but holiness unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, not made in the USA, but holiness unto the Lord. Great big bold letter. Praise God. Did you know that there's a whole bunch that's going to get tired of that in the millennium? There's going to be so many get tired of it after Jesus and the saints have reigned for 1,000 years. That when the devil is loosed for a short season, amen, he'll join his army. And he's just looking for a chance to get back. Ask God, they've been telling me what to do and where to get off and what I can, what I can't do for 1,000 years. Literally. They'll live for 1,000 years, some people will. Amen. They've been telling me what to do and what I can't do for 1,000 years. I want to do that, please. And pretty soon they're going to get them a leader. Hey, Lucifer's going to be loosed from the bottomless pit for a short season. And you know what's going to happen? Now, a lot of folks won't be able to understand it. I just marvel at folks' brain power when they say, I just don't understand. Hey, I understand. I just don't know. Hey, I know. I'm telling you. Amen. Well, I wonder what's wrong. I know what's wrong. Amen. Praise God. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Jesus said it's going to happen. Amen. They're going to encompass the camp of the saints, if you please. Amen. They're going to, with one mighty sweep, try to wipe Jerusalem and the camp of the saints off the face of the earth. And the Bible said, amen, that fire came down from heaven and consumed them. Amen. Just remember, amen, it may be torching churches today, but their times are coming. What time? The time Peter spoke about, when the elements is going to melt with a fervent heat, and the heavens catching on fire shall be burned up, and the things start shaking according to Hebrews. Amen. Until everything that can be shaken is shaken. Until the things that can't be shaken might remain. Praise God. What do you expect? Amen. You know the reason some folks join the church? They say, what's in it for me? You know the reason some folks, young folks, stay in the church? What's in it for me? I'm a bored, modern, young people. What's in it for me? Amen. Glory to God. I'll be like Garibaldi when his soldier said, what do you promise us? And he said, I promise you long marches. I promise you starvation. I promise you want. I promise you peril for your very lives. I promise you heat. I promise you cold. Amen. And you know what they said? They said, we are your men. Praise God. Hey, I come too far to turn back now. Oh, glory to God. I'm too far down the road to stop short of the goal. Amen. I've already cast my lot with the saints of old. I've already made my determination, my commitment, praise God, not to just go part of the way, but go all the way for God. Oh, I failed God many, 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 many times. But it found me on my knees asking for mercy, begging for grace. Amen. And so I must be merciful to everyone else because God's been so merciful to me. I must be kind and long-suffering with everybody else. Amen.
Oh God, because God's been so merciful to me. Amen. But I wonder what you're expecting this morning from the church, from God. Well, here's what you can expect. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Now there's a difference in this tribulation and the tribulation in Matthew 24, where he said there shall be great tribulation, such as was not from the beginning of time. Amen. That's yet future. Amen. This is a tribulation we all as Christians have to face right now, right here. Amen. The great tribulation is the ones that miss the rapture is going to have to go through. Amen. That's that day that's going to come. That's that time of temptation that's going to come on all the earth to try them. Amen. That's what the Bible told us. Pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape. Luke 21:36. Amen. Pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape those things which are come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Amen. There's a difference in this tribulation. You see, the wonderful thing about it is if we'll hold out to the end, we won't have to go through the great one. If we'll undergo these tribulations, we won't have to face that awful one. If we'll go through these tribulations, it'll all be over shortly, praise God. And heaven will be sweet. Amen. But if we go through that one, amen, we may jump from the frying pan to the fire. Amen. I mean, most of the folks that go into the great tribulation are not going to be saved. Only a remnant. Huh? That's what the Bible promises. Just a remnant. Amen. Just a remnant. Oh God. What's a remnant? What's a remnant? Amen. Anybody know what a remnant is? Store gets a great big bolt of material in a great big roll. Customer after customer comes along and rolls that off. Rolls it off, rolls it off. Finally, he gets almost down to the pasteboard spool. And he's got 10 feet left. And he pulls it off and folds it up. Amen. With a whole bunch of others that came off close to the end and says remnant sale. A remnant's what's left. Gets a great big roll of carpet and he rolls it off and carpets churches and carpets housing, carpets poor folks' houses and rich folks' houses. He gets down to the end, he's got one 12 piece left, 1 9x12 piece left. Amen. And he takes it off and stands it up in the corner and wraps it up with a string, puts a big sign on it, 12x12 remnant sale. Amen. That's what's left after all of it's gone. Amen. And there's just going to be a remnant that's going to make it out of the great tribulation compared to the population of the world, that is. Amen. Because how you reconcile the fact that a number that no man can number comes out of great tribulation, that's comparing it to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. But comparing it to the world, that's just a remnant. Amen. And the way they counted in those days, he got to where he couldn't count. After a while, he ran out of fingers and toes. And so, amen, they said a number that no man can number. Amen. But that don't mean it's not a remnant. It's just a remnant. Jesus said, amen, and whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. And in the remnant which the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Peter said, amen, James said, God did it first visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name, and then he shall return and build again the tabernacle of David, that the residue, that's just another way of saying remnant, a residue, what's left. Amen. What's the residue? Amen. That's the little dab of coffee that's left in the bottom of the cup after you drunk the whole cup with the grounds in the bottom. Amen. That's the residue. Amen. That's what's left. that the residue of men might seek after the Lord. Praise God. Amen. You see, the reason God lets time go on in the first place, hallelujah, is to save everybody he can. The world is in for a great tribulation. But the church is in for tribulation. Tribulation in the world and from the world and from the church that's gone with the world. Amen. Where did Brother Jim that preached for us Wednesday night? Was it Wednesday night he preached for us? Amen. Laudell, where did he get his persecution from? When that angel came to visit him, he was praying 4 hours a day, he's having it so hard in that worldly church. Amen. And folks was threatening to shoot him and bringing guns to church and everything else. Amen. He was not only catching it from the devil. Amen. Driving down the road and that little girl run out in front of him, the bicycle, and could have been killed. But it threw her clear over the car and she landed on the street behind the car and got up and brushed herself off. They thought surely she's bad hurt. Amen. But God looked over him and she wasn't even hurt. Tore her bicycle up and didn't hurt the little girl. Told the bicycle, but God took care of the little girl. Why? Because God was looking after Jim when he was going through tribulation and trial with that worldly church. Amen. Yes, in the world we'll have tribulation. But preacher, what did you expect? How many times have Jesus got to tell us? And even I forget myself that he said, you're going to have tribulation. Amen. Why did he tell his group of disciples that? Amen. Why? So they could get ready for it. Amen. I mean, he told them because he knew that if they didn't get ready for it, they weren't going to make it through it very well. And some of them didn't. Does Jesus know? Amen. That unless you really pray through, you can't hack it. Huh? That's what folks have said. Amen. Left this church right here. Young folks said, one girl said, I can't hack it. She hacked it once. She hacked it and liked it. Amen. But after a while, when she got backslidden in heart, and the world developed its pull. Amen. There's a whole bunch of them saw what was passing them by. The world was passing them by. The show and the dance and the tinsel. Great God and the lights was passing them by. My. And they saw what they was missing. And after a while, they got to where they couldn't hack the church anymore. Amen. And what did we expect? Well, I expected better, son. I expected them to do better. Amen. I'll probably preach tonight if I preach, how do you prevent a prodigal? How do you prevent a prodigal? What if your son says, I want what belongs to me. I'm going to go to far country. Amen. What can you do? What if your daughter says, how do you prevent a prodigal? Amen. I tell you, the only way you can prevent a prodigal is what I'm doing right now, preaching. And all the counsel in the world, if preaching won't do it, won't do it. That's why I don't do much counseling at the highway. Amen. If I do, it'll be Sister Collins and I together usually. Amen. Unless it's me talking man to man with somebody. Amen. I've never got off in a room by myself with some young lady counseling. Amen. Most preachers that have done that extensively wound up needing counseling themselves. Amen. So I don't do no counseling. My counseling is done right here. Praise God. Right behind the pulpit. That's why when one lady left the church, I said, I've been preaching to you 12 years. I don't have anything else to say to you. Goodbye. Amen. And I didn't either. Praise God. Amen. There wasn't nothing I'm going to say going to convince her. Wasn't nothing I was going to say. Wasn't what I said brought you back, was it, Mark? Amen. It's what God said God dealing with him. Praise God. God working on him. Hallelujah. Amen. Folks that's leaving need to talk to Mark and Tria. Folks that's leaving need to talk to Brother Hutchins and Sister Hutchins. Amen. They can tell you some things about what's out there. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. They made the rounds and they saw it all and they saw the way they was going. And Sister Hutchins, when she first came back, she said, I said, I'd never come back to that church as long as Brother Cox said, standing right back there. Amen. Was pastor. But she said, a lot of these other people that left said they're, amen, so many words, not doing well. Amen. She came back, enjoyed it, glad to be back. Mark came back, enjoyed it. Amen, glad to be back. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen. You need to talk to some of these folks, glory to God, just before you make that long, long journey. Amen. You need to decide, who are you going to fellowship with? Because anybody's any count, I'm fellowshipping with them. Anybody's got anything going, I'm fellowshipping with them. I'm preaching for them and with them, going to their camp meetings, going to their meetings. Amen. You're not going to get away from me even if you do leave. You don't have to look at me if you go to any place, any count. Amen. Even if you do leave, I'm like Floyd Lindsay told his wife, Olive, he said, if you ever leave me, he said, I'm going to chase you all over the world. He said, because I know you're the only one I'll ever have, and you're never going to get away from me. Praise God. If a lot of husbands and wives is like that, praise God, they'd not leave. They'd not be separating. If a lot of folks is like that in the church, they wouldn't be leaving. They wouldn't be separating. They wouldn't be divorcing the church and committing spiritual adultery. Praise God. Stand with us and let's pray. Father, bless these broken remarks. Challenge our hearts. Wake us up, Lord God, to the facts of life. The facts of church life. The facts of God life. Christ life. If they hated him, they're going to hate us. Amen. Praise God. Come around the altar and let's tarry. In Jesus' name.